Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this summer Sunday afternoon in Philly, July 11th, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Mateusz Miał and Jesteś Wyjątkowa. You are exceptional. We all want to hear that.
Jesteś wyjątkowa, myśl o sobie tak. Możesz wszystko, wielką siłę w sercu masz. Każde gorzkie słowo, każda skryta łza. Już nie wrócą, to twoje nowe ja. Wyjątkowa, wyjątkowa, wyjątkowa. Każdy krok, choć góry przenosić potrafisz wciąż. Samotna pośrodku świata, a twój wzrok tak jak wiosenny pejzaż. Podnieś głowę i walcz, zakop na dobry strach. Pokaż wreszcie innym jak. Jesteś wyjątkowa, myśl o sobie tak. Możesz wszystko, wielką siłę w sercu. Jakiego świata dla nas chcesz? Czy to, co dookoła jest okej? Co było, nie wróci już, nie zrani cię. Przecież i tak wszystko płynie. Podnieś głowę i walcz, zakop na dobry strach. Pokaż wreszcie innym jak. Jesteś wyjątkowa, myśl o sobie tak. Możesz wszystko, wielką siłę w sercu masz.
And in the news from Poland, Polish President Andrzej Duda will attend the Three Seas Initiative Summit in Bulgaria. The sixth summit of the Three Seas Initiative is expected to focus on issues including a new shape of transatlantic relations as Europe emerges from the coronavirus pandemic, according to Krzysztof Szczerski, chief of staff to the Polish president. Leaders from across Central and Eastern Europe, as well as further afield, are due to attend. The Polish-led Three Seas Initiative aims to boost infrastructure, energy, and business ties among 12 countries between the Black, Baltic, and Adriatic Seas. The initiative brings together Poland, Austria, Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia. The initiative's key partners are Germany, the EU, and the United States, with France, Britain, Greece, and Japan also interested in teaming up. And the Polish president has also submitted a bill to parliament on the rebuilding of the Saxon Palace in Warsaw. Duda told high-ranking officials gathered at Piłsudski Square, where the Saxon Palace stood until 1944, that the site, alongside the royal castle, was one of the architectural symbols of the Polish capital. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki called on all political groups in Poland to support the idea of rebuilding the Saxon Palace. It will be the last chapter of the city's reconstruction from the ruins of World War II, he said, adding, "May this be a nationwide bipartisan project uniting all Poles." In the early 19th century, the Saxon Palace housed a high school in which Frederick Chopin's father taught French, living with his family on the palace premises. Following World War I, the Saxon Palace served as the headquarters of the Polish General Staff. After suppressing the 1944 Warsaw Uprising, the Germans blew up the palace as part of their planned destruction of Warsaw. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And on the lighter side, Poland's Hubert Hurkacz has sensationally downed Switzerland's world number 8, Roger Federer, in straight sets to reach the semifinals of the Wimbledon Tennis Championships in London. The 24-year-old Pole eased past the 39-year-old Swiss ace 6-3, 7-6, 6-0 in their men's singles quarterfinal match at the grass court tournament in the British capital on Wednesday to make his first career Grand Slam semifinal. Hurkacz, who is ranked world number 18 by the Association of Tennis Professionals, will next face either Italy's Matteo Berrettini or Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime for a place in the championship match. The Polish player, who was coached by American Craig Boynton, in April won the men's singles at the Miami Open, a major U.S. tournament sometimes referred to as the fifth Grand Slam. And two Polish filmmakers have joined the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, which picks the winners of the Oscars. Cinematographer Piotr Sobocinski Jr., 37, has worked on Jan Komasa's Corpus Christi, which won an Oscar nomination in 2020 and is one of the most acclaimed Polish films of recent years. Meanwhile, Mirosław Makowski, 61, was responsible for sound in Paweł Pawlikowski's 2018 Oscar-nominated Cold War. A total of 395 film artists were invited this month to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. On July 4th, 1943, a plane carrying General Władysław Sikorski plunged into the sea immediately after takeoff from Gibraltar, killing all on board except the pilot. He was flying back to England after visiting Gibraltar when his Liberator plane plunged into the sea, according to historians. The exact circumstances of Sikorski's death have been disputed and have given rise to a number of different theories surrounding the crash and his death. Sikorski had been the most prestigious leader of the Polish exiles, and his death was a severe setback for the Polish cause. Prior to the First World War, Sikorski established and participated in several underground organizations that promoted the cause of independence of Poland from the Russian Empire. He fought with distinction in the Polish legions during the First World War and later in the newly created Polish Army during the Polish-Soviet War of 1919 to 1921. In that war, he played a prominent role in the decisive Battle of Warsaw. In the early years of the Second Polish Republic, Sikorski held government posts, including serving as Prime Minister and as Minister of Military Affairs. Following Józef Piłsudski's May coup of 1926 and the installation of the Sanacja government, he fell out of favor with the new regime. During the Second World War, Sikorski became Prime Minister of the Polish government in exile, Commander-in-Chief of the Polish Armed Forces, and a vigorous advocate of the Polish cause in the diplomatic sphere. He supported the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between Poland and the Soviet Union, which had been severed after the Soviet Pact with Germany and the 1939 invasion of Poland. However, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin broke off Soviet-Polish diplomatic relations in April 1943 following Sikorski's request that the International Red Cross investigate the Katyn Forest massacre. And we'll pause here for this nostalgic song, Już mi raz zabrali Wilno, You've Already Taken Wilno and Lwów, about the eastern borderlands, the Kresy, annexed by the Soviets.
Powiedział mi pan, proszę pana, przedwczoraj nawiasem w rozmowie, że pan ma już dość, proszę pana, tych piosenek o Wilnie i o Lwowie, że to wspomnienie zbyt boli, że czas skończyć raz z tą udręką. Być może, a czy pan mi pozwoli, że na to odpowiem piosenką? Już mi raz zabrali wino, już mi raz zabrali lwu, ale z serca mi nie wyrwą. tęsknoty nie zabiorą, bo tęsknota we mnie jest. Przypuszczam, że pan mnie zrozumie. I sądzę, że pan mi wybaczy, bo ja już inaczej nie umiem. Ja już nie potrafię inaczej. Pan patrzy realnie na wszystko, a ja zamknę oczy czasami. I Lwów mam przed sobą tak blisko, i Wilno mam tuż przed oczami. Już mi raz zabrali Wilno, już mi raz zabrali Lwów, ale z serca mi nie wyrwą moich dwóch najmilszych słów. Zrabowali mi już sporo, przesunęli Bóg i San, lecz tęsknoty
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. July 5th, 1881, born August Cardinal Chlond, Archbishop of Gniezno, Primate of Poland. If at first the rulers of Poland believed that a mixture of materialism, social engineering, indoctrination, and persecution would eventually alter it, they soon had to concede that it would not. The deep and enduring faith of the people was backed up by a church led by redoubtable cardinals, such as Prince Adam Sapieha, Archbishop of Kraków, Augustin Cardinal Chlond, Archbishop of Gniezno, and Stefan Cardinal Wyszyński, who succeeded him as Archbishop of Gniezno and Primate of Poland. Stalin's joke about the Pope's divisions, how many divisions has the Pope, was the remark with which he dismissed any idea that the Pope might have any influence on the post-war political scene, has been made to look foolish by the formidable skill with which the Polish Church has marshaled, protected, and maneuvered tens of millions of its faithful. And the Polish Singers Alliance of America, during its annual choral competitions, awards the trophy named for Cardinal Chlond to the chorus with the highest scores. Let's hope that someday our own Philadelphia-based Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Chorus will bring home that Cardinal Chlond trophy. And let's pause again, this time for an excerpt from a Wojciech Kilar composition, the mysterious vocalese from the film A Hidden Life.
Thank you.
We're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. July 8, 1887, born Włodzimierz Krzyżanowski, Union officer and first governor of Alaska. Brigadier General Krzyżanowski, affectionately known as General Krzyż, organized and led the New York Voluntary Infantry, known as the Polish Legion, during the Civil War. He was a gallant officer who distinguished himself at Bull Run, Chancellorsville, and Gettysburg. Krzyżanowski was twice passed over for promotion. It's said because no one in the U.S. Senate could pronounce his name. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with this Polish soldier song with the Polish Army Band and Chorus, Przybyli Ułani pod okienko. Szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne, albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower, albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe. Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road w Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Are you planning a wedding? For your special day, let Secret of Flowers Floral Art Studio, winners of Philadelphia's prestigious flower show, create the perfect and unique floral arrangements that will enhance your wedding day and provide lasting memories. For all your floral needs, visit facebook.com Secret of Flowers or phone 215-668-1094, 215-668-1094. Pa 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 Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM and here in Philadelphia. Remember, there's always something going on at the Associated Polish Home, and now there really is. Our brand new beer garden is open every Friday evening from 5 to 10 p.m. Enjoy those summer evening breezes, some Polish snacks, and a fully stocked bar and a great variety of beers. And we're still planning on the October 25th polka party with the fabulous Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. And as Mike Vito signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, and for my loyal listeners in the Washington, D.C. area, Ray and Seal Gwembotsky, Tom Payne, Rose Kobolinski, and fabulous soprano Laura Kafka, here's one of my favorite Highlander groups, Rokichanka, and this lighthearted W moim ogródecku, In My Garden. Thank you for listening to Polonia Today. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30, stay cool, be safe, get vaccinated. Do usłyszenia.
Kojaszko idzie!